doing their yeshivas. Got it. Why am I recording? I don't know.
Letting you know that you're okay with me doing the recording.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're already doing the recording. That's right. Fine. I thought I was doing recording. Okay. No, good. Thank you. Anyway, so we there are a lot of people say Pshat and Taisis, but the just to say over the kashas that we had, and then I want to look at the Rush, and then we'll try and go to think of some answers. I just like to see all the questions before we start working on the answers, because as we know, that a good question is half the answer. So seeing what the questions are gives you direction for the answer. So the first question we didn't understand is, in general, we had a little trouble understanding in Svara why there's an ansat. Okay, that was second problem was that that if there is an ansat, why does Taibis have to be mechadesh, this radical chiddush that there's an ansadi? It's definitely a radical chiddush. You should have just said that since each guy's muktzik in half, therefore, we say amazga ve'evaraya. That's why we do yachleikim. You don't need an ansadi. Every time the guy's holding half, you say amazga ve'evaraya. The simple answer for that is, of course, to say that he's not holding halves. He's holding the whole thing. That would be the simple answer to that question. Problem is that the Lashon, the Taivis, is not so mashma that way. Taivis says, T'choshev kido ko'echo yeshvo bevaday achetzi, tanan sadi demai the tovis haididayu. So the simple Lashon is mashma, that the ansadi is that you have chetzi, because Ma'idatav is Haidi Day. Now, if Ma'idatav is the whole thing, then why is there an Ansadi that you have half? If two Eidim say that you own the whole thing, and two Eidim say you own the whole thing, we don't say an Ansadi, each guy owns half. We say there's a stira between the Eidim. So if the Ma'idatav is Ma'idatav is Haidi Day, and each guy is holding the whole thing, so it's an ansadi, demai the toughest Heidi Day, he owns the whole thing. Then where do you get an ansadi that each person has half? So the simple reading of Isis is that there's an ansadi, that they're holding half. But then if there's holding half, so why did Taibis need an ansadi? He could have just said, I must go bear for riot. That was the question that we had yesterday. One question. Okay. Another question we had is that assuming that there is such a thing that a holding creates an ansadi, which we don't say again, we didn't understand why. So why in, well, the Kama, whenever they say muksik and they say muksik worked through mandikav and akeva, why don't they say that muksik worked through an ansadi? No one ever says that muksik worked through an ansadi. Okay. And then we had another question that by Taita says, the medame begavarta towers. So the Parshat Pshat in Taisus is that Taisus is bothered once I got finished saying that the Mishnah is because of Eitzim. So how could they be medame monashlishi to towers? Monashlishi is not Eitzim, and towers is yes Eitzim. That's the clear Parshat Pshat in Taisus is gotcha. Taisus is understood question. He doesn't speak it out. But that's a clear, understood question. His answer is that you have oiksen by monashlishi too. But the chayra is very difficult to say that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that you have an ansadi, because how can you have an ansadi if the Gemara says ena chalugi kol yos emes? It can be an ansadi. And you have an ansadi that something's not emes. I mean, it just seems impossible. An ansadi is working with logic. Again, an ansadi is something that the cow jumped over the moon. An ansadi can't say something that's crazy. A non-logical beerer can maybe say something that's not logical, but an ansadi there's Gufa and Ansadi that they don't own half, because that's impossible. So there's there was no Havim here, there's Ansadi. Unless you say that's Gufa, the Gemara, it's some funny Havim. You know, the answer is not like that, but that's, you know, that's what was the Havim. And I forgot what I'm up to, that was four. And the fifth question is, why does Saifis bother saying of Mishani? The husband got a van of Chichonel's MS. Why does Saifis discuss the Mishani? Because that's like stop being a Yenta. Right? Those are our problems. I think so. So, what direction does that take us? I don't know. What direction does it take us? Probably we have to figure out where this Anan Sadi comes from. That's probably the beginning to figure out. Why is there Anan Sadi? Are you holding half? Are you holding the whole thing? Okay. All right. So anyone have anything they want to say, or should we go look at the Rush?
The Mahalach and Tosus, like you said, you can't say that it's he's muksak in half. You have to start with the premise he's muksak in the whole thing.
Okay, I don't know.
And then they wipe each other out, and then comes a din yachloiku. I think it's like a Torah concept. It's like mamon amut of a safik cholkim. Even the rabbanim would agree to simchas at that point, where nobody's muksak at anything. You'd say mamon amut of a chazik cholkim, because there's no motzi mechaver lavaraya. Once you say that, once you come on to that cholkim, then you have a choice. So now Taisa says, okay, now we have an ansadi, and then an ansadi creates a half-half, a muksak and a half.
Why you need the ansadi? You have to think, you said you're ready, passing Yachlaikum.
Okay, so this is something which I haven't gone deep enough to figure out the machlokas. Tosis definitely disagrees with this, right? The Rosh disagrees with Tosis. He never mentions Anan Sadi at all. He only talks about Naska de Rabbi Ava. He shouldn't be considered a Ganav.
Okay, we're going to get to the Rush. This is Rashiva said here, the superstructure. I guess, I assume what you're saying is something in that vein. I don't remember exactly. But the problem is, that if the psak din of Yachloiko comes in, first of all, Taifas is so cautious, you shouldn't say Yachloiko, because you should say Kol Donam Gavar. So you should never get the psak din of Yachloiko. Edomai, somehow or another, the psak din of Yachloiko comes in.
Well, Kol Donam Gavar is probably lower on the totem pole than Yachloiko.
So then what's Taifas's problem? So then that's why you say Yachloiko.
Because like you said, what's the difference between the two cases? Why here, why there?
But you're telling me, so you're leaving it shrill. You're telling me that we prefer Yachloiko over Kol Donam Gavar. So why by Arbe don't we say Yachloiko?
Yeah, something like that. So he wants to know back and forth. Mnei Yubay, what are the conditions? What are the focal points?
I don't understand.
Tosis understood the Mishnah to mean Yachloku as from that derech, and therefore he asked the question.
You're supporting me, or you're supporting Meltzer? I don't know where you
are. Rabbi Meltzer and I seem to be a little bit on the same page.
I don't understand. What Tavis Kasha was, Tavis Havamina was, he understood our Mishnah is Mamon Amutta Safek Cholkin. Kasha is, why don't we say that by Arbit? We say by Arbit, Kol Donam Gavar. Now, Tavis is not changing Arbit. Tavis is changing here. That means that Tavis is granting that from Arbit we can prove that when we have a Mamon Amutta Safek, according to the Rabban, we do not say Mamon Amutta Safek Cholkin, but instead we say Kol Donam Gavar. So when according to the Rabbanan apparently hold that moment I'm up with Safek, Kol Donam Gavar. It's only over here that it's different because it's Eichsen shiny, because it's Eichsen. So now what does Eichsen do? So because how does Eichsen do anything? So I don't know what the answer is. What's Saifis' answer? And why? What does Ayatzin do? And how does? So you're saying that does he mean the physical Ayatzin or the alam the shadin Ayatzin?
Well,
if you say physical Ayatzin, so then then you haven't answered the question. So you could have just said Amatz Kaveraya. If he means the lamdisha, there's a lamdisha ayatzin. So first of all, there's two problems. So why by arbit don't you have the lamdisha ayatzin? And second of all, why do you have, why over here do you have lamdisha ayatzin? Because kol dan gavar should come in before the achloiku.
So you have to say physical, there's a tfisa that creates it somehow.
So then if it's a tfisa that creates it, so I don't know. So what? It's getting too confusing for me. What does the tefisa do? The tefisa makes yachleiku. So then that tefisa stopped there. So tefisa doesn't need the anan tzadi. Tefisa should
You don't have a morakama yet.
Tefisa makes yachleiku. So that's the end of the answer. Yachleiku shiny. Period. Going there's yachleiku. We do yachleiku.
So let's say that this anan tzadi is not a real anan tzadi. It's not going to, we don't actually think that this is the case. What Tosis means maybe is that you have this din chalukah, right, that would, if we just saw them holding it, we can interpret it. And we do interpret it as if they're both muktzah in half.
So then, if they're both muktzah in half, so say I'm going to have a raya and finish.
Well, the problem is that they're both muktzah in the whole thing. That's the problem.
So then don't tell me they're both muktzah in half.
Well, they're both muktzah in half after we have this anan tzadi.
The anan tzadi came about because the mind is tough is high today. So the anan tzadi, if the starting point is they're both muktzah in the whole thing, then the anan tzadi should be saying that they're each own the whole thing, not each one own half. And I don't know if you have anan tzadi, if you have the conflicting anan tzadis, okay, I don't know. If I have anan tzadi, each of us own the whole thing, I don't know. It doesn't sound pashtus. Then we make a compromise. But the pashtus is if you have two conflicting anan tzadis and they both say that you each of you own the whole thing, then we just say there's a fight among the anan tzadis. We don't say that each one own half. That's like neither anan tzadi.
Basically, what anan tzadi says is since each one is holding the whole thing, and we can't explain this. We have no way of explaining how two people will be holding the same thing. So we have to say that they're holding it together.
Anan tzadi ma'aditav is high didayu. I don't know if that's what it means. Ma'aditav is high didayu means the whole thing, the half, I don't know.
No. Heidi Day was clearly referring to the half, but that's the result of what Bezdin looking at the situation and seeing two conflicting buchsuks. We don't know what to make of this. So the only way that we can, look at it from a muksuk standpoint is that you're both muksuk in it.
So why does Tavis need anan tzadi?
Because that's what the anan tzadi says. I mean that. Because that's the view of Bezdin at that point when it comes in front of them, is that each one's holding half. Even though it's not really what happened.
If each guy's holding half, so then Tavis could have just said, I'm Oscar Vero or a pariah.
But each one's holding the whole thing. So how can you say each one's holding half?
Because it's Anan Tzadi, Bezdin has to say that
we can't view it as each one's holding the whole thing. So we have to, we have to say, Anan Tzadi, that you're both holding it, just like by the mashal, by the mana gimel. Someone's holding it for two people. So there, it's much easier for us to say, each one's holding half.
So the Anan Tzadi makes that on Saturday makes each one's holding half. I don't know. It sounds like Tavis is the other way. The Vada and on Saturday, the Maida Tavis is Heidi David. The Maida Tavis makes the on Saturday. Not the on Saturday makes the top Maida Tavis.
Why can't the on Saturday just upgrade the Tfisa from a nothing to something that has a Gadin Vada behind it?
I don't know what that means.
Kasha was their tofis, but so what, right? So the answer is, I'll make up whatever you got the Nantahadi from, but the point of Nantahadi is to upgrade the tfisa from a meaningless
nothing. Why is the tfisa nothing?
Well, that's his Kasha. He wrote it off when he asked the question. Clearly, Tosis was comfortable saying the tfisa is a nothing because he compared it to Arben, so
it's tame. Yeah, because there's no tfisa here, because if two people are holding the Kasha, they cancel out.
So that means there's nothing.
Okay, so there's nothing. So then where's the Nanzahadi coming from?
Because the Nanzahadi is built on the fact that they are physically holding it. So Nanzahadi could transform the simple physical grasp they each have on it into something that has more of a moshe halachically. Like we wouldn't have, without the Nanzahadi, we would never see like a muchzuk within the physical tfisa that they have, which was a zavamina. So it comes up with this wild Nanzahadi to put some teeth into the tfisa. And the Nanzahadi says, "Maida tavisai takadi dehu." Without the Nanzahadi, we see "Maida tavisai bupkas," right?
I don't fully follow. I'm sorry. That what? That the Anan Sadi starts out that no one's considered really muksik because they cancel out.
There's another. The tfisa is meaningless. The Anan Sadi comes and puts some teeth in
But the fact that they're tofis, even though it's meaningless,
but it's enough that Anan Sadi. No, the Anan Sadi could upgrade the tfisa.
Where'd you get an Anan Sadi? You got an Ansadi from this meaningless tfisa.
Ansadi comes on and says that we're gonna, it's like upgrades the tfisa and says, "Well, we see you're being tofis." And Ansadi that we see in your tfisa, and Ansadi says, "We see in your tfisa that there's something lamashizik to it, that it's didehu." But that's not, without the Ansadi, we never say such a wild step. And the Ansadi itself is kind of wild too.
I just don't know how that works. The tfisa is worthless, but then it gets to an ansadi, and the ansadi.
Without the ansadi, the tfisa doesn't have any basis. Not a raya. It wouldn't be a basis for muksa because no more kama here bachlal. They just have they're both saying it's a mitzia. So the fact that they're holding it, clap each other. The fact that either one's holding it is not better than a rama. Batsam.
Okay, so I don't know. It's not a real muksik. So I don't know where you're going to Ansadi. I just don't know.
Well, Tosus Kasha clearly held that there's no muksik, there's no anything here. The fact they're holding it is meaningless. He was saying it's just like Abba when it's just sitting out in the ocean.
Right? Okay.
So clearly Tosus starts off saying the tfisa is a total zero. Right? So the Nanzahadi, when he says the Nanzahadi, clearly the Nanzahadi he's invoking is onto something he just in his question said is a total nothing. Now he's saying the Nanzahadi that this total nothing is something. So he has to be, there's movement on that point that he's saying nothing.
Okay, so Pashup shot is that he's being mechadesh that there is a tfisa. I mean, it was there is no tfisa.
Physically, Tofis always knew that. Like, he didn't.
I must have the thought that halachically the tfisa is worthless. And he's being mechadesh and it's not worthless.
Because the Nanzahadi says, "My the toughest Heidi Dehu."
That's not what he says.
If you need an outside to say that point, Mash, without an outside, you're not going to say Maida Tavis Hadi Dehu, yeah?
No, because I don't know. Pashup Shad. Obviously, Pashup Shad's not right. But the Pashup Shad is that Tavis and his Hamina thought that that no one's considered Muksik because the two holding out to the corners cancel out. Tavis is Mechadish in his Teretz. That each guy is muksik in half. And since each guy is muksik in half, therefore there's an ansadi. That's Pashup Shat, the simple movement of Taisis, to which we have the Kasha. One service is mechadesh, and each guy is muksik in half. Why does service need the second step, but there's an ansadi? Let him just stop with the first step. Each guy is muksik in half, and therefore you have a din of a mutz to mechavero or a faraya. Hey, that's the question. The answer is that somehow Taivis never said that each guy's muksik in half.
Yeah.
So if he never said each guy's muksik in half, then how did he get this Anan Tzadi from? Where did the Anan Tzadi come from?
From the physical, the Mitzis because they wanted to reach a certain psak.
Even though there's no halachic din muksik, there's no halachic force in muksik. But physically, since you're holding it, that's an ansadi that you own half. But he's not really toughest. So
you were toe-faced. The tefisa was never in doubt. Even in the Hamid, you always knew you were toe-faced, just you don't care. Like a tefisa doesn't mean a muxik. If you just go home and you grab something out of someone's hand, we're not gonna say, oh look, you're toe-faced, therefore you own it. That's ridiculous. So if they both come in saying they're toe-faced and they both are masking it's a matia, so there's no morikama here. So there's no umph like by the mana case where they both were mukhzakim on their money before they gave it to the nifkud. But here, there's nothing to work with bechlal.
So you want to say that Taivis is answering that even though halachically there is absolutely no halachic din muksik, but still the fact that you're holding it, even though that holding it has no halachic power, it goes ahead and it creates an anan tzadi.
Basically,
but why is there an ansadi? The tough is Heidi Deyu. How does it create an ansadi and half?
Because each one is toe faced to the point. I think in the Gemara by Talos Havas has actually as a Havamina that if the gold part is like on the side that's closer to one guy's hand, then the guy could say, we do the chalukah, I get the half that's closer to me, the other guy gets the half closer to him, and one guy gets all the gold part. So the word says Kamash one, even though you divide it like I guess vertically between them. But clearly the fact that like there is something more to like the my side is like there was this physical thesis does seem to have some degree of relevance. Not like you could look at that as something.
Okay. Okay, I hear.
Maybe along, I don't know, along the same lines, just Taisus saw by Koldom Gvar that the din over there is that Bezdin, I don't know if it's a sea look or it's a psak, I'm not sure still what Koldom Gvar is. If Bezin's removing themselves and let them fight it out, or Bezin's passing Koldom Gvar, I'm not sure about that yet. I don't know if halacha, but Taisus saw that Bezdin, without seeing a raya, doesn't get involved in that sense. I mean, there's a siluk or a psak, but they're not going to get involved in that psak itself by Koldom Gvar. So when he sees two people holding onto a talus, then if Bezin doesn't see a bigger raya, Taisus, that's where this cancellation comes out because of rayas, not because of physical holding. Taisus, a boat or a huge thing that they can't hold on to could also be called eichsin or not eichsin. That's never in the physical holding is not the issue over here. It's the din of raya. It's what we call lamdisho. It's a din of rayas. Bezin doesn't see a proof from one over the other. Bezin shouldn't get involved. Bezin, that's called om gavar. Let them either fight it out, whatever that psak is, this cancellation, whatever you want to call it. But Taisus doesn't see any more than Koldom Gvar because there's no bigger proof from one guy to the other. And then Taisus answers that each Manda Amra, though, each Baal Dover, I'm sorry, is saying that since I'm holding on to the talus as a muxik, you can't get rid of me because with me, you have to see as in holding the entire talus. So you can't say when nobody's holding on to it because there's no proofs, Lamaisa, I'm holding it. Therefore, you have to see both of us in the whole talus. If you see both of us whole talus, for example, a third person can't come along and grab the talus and will say, oh, it's his. By Koldom Gvar, a third person could even come and take it. Bezin says, I don't know whose it is. But over here,
Yesha Bavadai Achetzi. What you're saying is each guy has Bavadai the whole thing.
Right. So first it starts out each guy, because Bezin has to see that guy in the whole thing. He's walking in. His tiny is, it's all mine. Bezin says, yes, it's all yours. The other guy says, it's all mine. Bezin says, yes, it's all yours. The problem is you have a chalukah. Now Bezin makes a chalukah. It's a major problem because they're stealing from somebody. It could be at that point. They can't take away somebody else's. If I'm holding onto it, the guy's screaming that somebody else grabbed onto it, how does Bezin have a right to give half? Somebody, I'm holding $1 million, somebody grabs onto it, Bezin goes, okay, half to him, half to you. What do you mean? That's my money. You can't just take it away. How do you have chalukah, yachloiku? You don't steal from people. How does Bezin have a right to split somebody's money? The answer is, if one guy's Bezdin has to see that this guy's holding on to the whole money, the other guy is holding on to the whole money, then the kash is, how in the world does Bezdin have a right to do this? Because Bezdin has, that's where the Anan Tzaddik comes in and says, each guy is bavada in half. That we could see, that's how Bezdin has the right to do it. Because it's Anan Tzaddik, you have a right to half.
It's not so understandable. Where if they're holding the whole thing, why is there an Anan Tzaddik in half?
That's the achilas, how Bezdin's able to do it.
Okay, I don't know.
Maybe we still have to explain what the difference is from every other case of tfisa out there where you don't need an Anan Tzaddik.
Yes, we asked that question.
I asked that yesterday.
We said that over yesterday. We said over in your name.
Right. So I think the difference is they're holding on their karkashta. They're holding on to the karkashta here. So because they're not holding on to the talents itself, you need to have the structure, whether you want to call it superstructure, I don't know whether it's superstructure, but basically you need the Anan Tzaddik to come in because they're only holding on to karkashta. And therefore that Anan Tzaddik comes in and creates the equivalency of tfisa. And therefore, that once that happens, it can have that power. It's the only way to explain everything at once.
But the problem is, when you're saying that really by every ice, and you also have an Anan Tzaddik.
No, you don't need an Anan Tzaddik because you have tfisa.
But is that true that every ice also has an Anan Tzaddik? Okay,
What is the
Anan Tzaddik? Not the Anan Tzaddik, the high toughest base. The Anan Tzaddik, the toughest base already is the Deku, no? The Anan Tzaddik is saying what is already two-faced, the Anan Tzaddik says belongs to him.
Have that by every muksuk that there's an Anan Tzaddik.
Well, Rebbe's assuming that Anan Tzaddik is stronger than a muksuk, right?
It is stronger than a muksuk. A muksuk is only Mikayach HaSafek, a man the Kovene Keva. This is an Anan Tzaddik, is a Bir of Adoyis.
Well, it's not a Bir of Adoyis because then they wouldn't have to do a Shvua.
Okay, I don't know. It sounds like that's all a good question. But why do you do a shvua if you have an Anan Tzaddik? Okay, I don't know.
I think the Anan Tzaddik was literal, so why Tosfos is only chashuv kibul, right? Isn't that an implicit admission by Tosfos that the Anan Tzaddik isn't quite like fully there?
He said, what does he mean, Anan Tzaddik?
Maybe I thought after the Chazal or
Anan Tzaddik is creating the muslim.
It's like, so you know, some kind of like weird legabe.
It sounds like Anan Tzaddik is not stronger than muslim. The Anan Tzaddik is the stepping stone to get to the muslim.
That's a noob shot. The guys before were saying that the tfisa created Anan Tzaddik. They didn't say the Anan Tzaddik creates the tfisa. That doesn't. He doesn't say the Anan Tzaddik makes a muksik. Pashup Shad is it the tfisa makes the Anan Tzaddik.
Well, not the way Aaron Hertzberg is saying that the Anan Tzaddik is creating, taking a tfisa that means nothing and turning it into a tfisa type of muksik. That means that the Anan Tzaddik.
I don't know if Aaron Hertzberg said that. Aaron Hertzberg said that they're creating this Anan Tzaddik, but you don't need to make a muksik once you have an Anan Tzaddik. So who needs a muksik? Okay, I would like to leave it ambiguous. So we have, can we say over again, and then I want to do the rush. We have, I think we had five questions. Let's just say it quickly. One question is, it's hard to understand logically why there's an ansad. Two, if there is an ansad, I forgot the order, why does Tzaddik need an ansad? They just say that since each guy's muksik in half, assuming each guy's muksik in half, say a muslim of ever right. Three, If every muksik makes an Anan Tzaddik, so why do we always need a matzav evaraya? Just use an Anan Tzaddik. That's a binyan pesach special. Four is, how can you say an Anan Tzaddik by mana shlishi when it's ena chaluka yicholios emes? It doesn't make sense if there could be a havamina that there's an Anan Tzaddik to something that can't be true. And five, why is Tzaddik a yenta and tells us what the Gemara's answer is? Okay. I'm going to have to put that into the computer. Five questions. Okay, let's jump. Let's leave it. Can I say what I like to do in when we're dealing is to leave, try and get as many questions as we can and then go back. So let's look at the rush.
Isn't that the Yeshiva Shemahalach, Rebbe, to answer everything with one big answer, all the questions?
No. no, not the answer. I think is one big answer. I know that's not such a, that's the yeshiva. That's not necessarily an MSF. Because right. You say that everything is one answer. That's sometimes, but at least more, two of the questions, if you have five questions, it's logical to think that two of them might be answered with one answer. Or that all of them would answer one answer, that's a little bit pushing your luck. That's a little, but okay.
But then anyway, you need a Rambam, Rebbe, then you need a Rambam to answer.
Okay. Let's see the Rush. Okay. Shai Baksha Mitawis, Samarni Mitsasi, Sazarni Mitsasasi, Bumakam Shehi Shomaisa. Gonna be here, Sheruba Kusim. Okay, now there is that stam and aga point that you don't have to return the tile. Somewhere to a shiri, then we're to a shiri. Say Sheva upon the Chetzi, Shashem, Mechetzim Yachlaik. The Kivin, the Shnea, and Boam, the Fanenu, Muksoke, and Begufa Tawis. Onu, Srikim, Nitzlukam, Din Chaluka. We have to pass in Yachlaik. To call Davar Shanu Ron Biad Adam, Hashvina Le Shehu Shalom. The Af Abal Pisha Achem Arvomer Shalihi. So when we see someone holding something, Hashvina Le. Hashvina is a very ambiguous word. Doesn't sound like it's real logical. It's some kind of din.
It sounds like Chashuv Ki'ilu.
Yeah, it's Chash. It's Hashvina Le. We consider it Shehu Shalom. Even though
is every masking that the kilu is that extreme?
I don't know. I just say it's chashvinale is an interesting word. Just that's what I just said. Chashvinale shu shalom. Av vishen amar omer shalohi. Shalihi. Kamina gabi nasra vahabu. Chashvinale gazin. Amar abadamar didi chotahati. Hilkoch. Yefshir litzo kan. Gim called on him gavar. Kamina Berichas Gesabatim, Gabi Arba. Hi, Omer Diziu, I am with you. The King Zomer Shavosh Shavosha. The Hosn Shaikh Kamim Muksik with Dava Shimarma love. Aim Besim Kuyovim Nimkos the Mishabo and the Kap Dava Shame on the other Shamiu. Fu Omer Shalom. Look, okay, what you said, I'm Din Haluka, Shinaz and Shakatim. You're double, you know, and she called on me, Mishkomish Gabi, other girl, Rashis, where you smell what I'll say. Shmisha din imo karda via rice, or maybe she din imo mos and ashur and amishalo, the other, Masha Shemoiser Akhir and Ashur Goda, O Yomer Zema Betsa, Shemoros and Shemoyomer Moker, the Rabbi has made Abo Hoka, the Shem Club, we go by thousands, and Mukul Yavim, Imko Shigdo and Koshemi, Hokon Mana Boysim, and Goldam Gomar, and Kone, Boya Gaza Masha, Kabero, he got on the street of the Lamtina Kaluka. Okay, I read it quickly. So the $1 million shot.
That'd be sounding like he's in a rush.
Not in a rush. I just wanted to read it.
That was a joke.
Okay. Anyway, the $1 million shot is Tosfos saying the same thing as a rush, or are they completely different answers? Right. That's the $1 million shot. So the problem is there are many things that the rush says that Tosfos doesn't say. So if this is a very common question in Hashkafa, which I don't know always the answer. There's, you know, a lot of people say, you know, we mentioned this last year, when you learn Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh, and then you're stuck on Tosfos and you look at the Tosfos Rosh, and the Tosfos Rosh said something that Tosfos didn't say, and it answers the problem. Say, oh, so you say, Divrei Torah, now I know pshat. Or, you know, is it pshat? Is it, no, I mean, if it's so important, Tosfos would have said it. If Tosfos left it out, he doesn't hold of it. The Tosfos Rosh says it. That means it's a machloikis between Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh.
Do we think that Tosfos might have been edited? Is that a possible
one? No, we don't think so. I never heard of Tosfos was edited. So the if you're assuming they're both saying the same thing, then you just have to say that for some reason, Tosfos took certain things for granted and he didn't bother saying them. And the Rosh decided to be more Marech and he said things that Tosfos took for granted. But there's
Rosh
a limit.
Tosfos?
What?
Did the Rush see all the Tosfos in?
No. No, when the Rush did not see our Tosfos. It's a different author. There's no reason to assume the Rush saw our Tosfos. But the question is that when the Rush is much more Marech than Tosfos, and not just Marech, but he says things that our Tosfos doesn't say, are they saying? So in this case, we have to go, I have to go through it again. I read it so fast, I have to read it again. There are numerous points that the Rush says that our Tosfos doesn't make. And there's a few points that our Tosfos says that the Rush doesn't make. So the question is, are they saying the same thing or different? So let's try it again. Let me see again. The Kiddush because the whole Darish on the Rub Yadek or Kashina Shu Shalom, Abi Shamosh, Shalom, community, and Astabab. So right away, Tosfos, the Rush is saying something slightly different than Tosfos at what?
Well, he says it looks like straight out.
Rabbi Abba, which Tosfos. You call Darish Shneim Muksok and Megofatab, right? So he says each is Muksok. On the I think when he quotes this Gemara,
which
is well, so it's chat is that the cold Darish on the Roy beyond Adam Kashmir Shalom is that the same that what our Titus means? The non-sadi, the mind is on the side.
This is on the whole, not the half. This is the chetzia. This is the whole thing. He's saying each one is saying on the whole, not the half.
Okay.
But how can we do a look at that?
I hear. And let me say, so there's already, we got two potential differences. So the Rush says, brings the din of Nasr of Arba. Our Tosfos doesn't quote Nasr of Abba, okay? The question, second question is, our Tosfos clearly says that the Tosfos says, the Chodesh Gino Kolechon Yeshua Bo B'Vadai HaChetzi. Our Tosfos says that each guy has Vadai Chetzi, and the Rush doesn't say that. The Rush just says,
the Rush seems to say that they had the Vada, each one has the Vada, the whole thing.
If each one's muksuk on the whole thing, then how is this any better than Kolin Gvar, right? In the case of Kolin Gvar, right, then Rush says that we can't let someone take from his friend, right? We can't, but if we give it half to one, half to the other, that means we're taking from both of them and giving it to their friend.
They're both muksuk.
But if they're both muksuk in the whole thing,
but right? That means each individually to honor both muksuk. And by the cold olam case,
what's the difference? Why can't we pick?
Because by cold olam, you're not violating anyone with muksuk.
You people argue among yourselves. So well, there is an observation is that the Rush never said clearly that each guy's muksuk in half or there's an ansadi on half. He never said that. Our Tosfos says clearly that there's a ansadi sheyesh bo bevadai hachetzi.
But the Rush doesn't mention the ansadi at all.
Right. Ko'echon yesh bo bevadai hachetzi. And he says he doesn't say anywhere about Chetzi.
He doesn't say anything about Anat Sahadi.
Well, he does because he quotes, he says, Chol Darash and Rabbi Adam, Chashvin and Eshu Shalom. Chashvin and Eshu Shalom could be another word of Anat Sahadi. But he doesn't say on half. He doesn't say.
Wouldn't the Rush's and Ansahadi apply to, like, that would answer Binyamin's question, sort of, because that would mean every single case of Muxuk is an Ansahadi, you know?
I don't know.
Well, the Gemara says kol davar she'ana rom bi'arad. That's not a limitation. He's just saying that across the board as a general
principle. He's not even talking about our case when there's two people holding it.
Yeah, if that's an atzahadi, that means an atzahadi is by every mukhsuk.
Okay, I don't know.
Which would be pretty bizarre because like you're not going
to find it. About in general, when any person is holding on to something, not specifically in our case.
Yes. Yes, but I don't know whether he means, but it doesn't say clearly that each guy has an atzahadi at half. So let's keep on reading. He says, that's a very, very strange line. Why is that a strange line? Because he says, he explains it. Like it says later. Where is this?
Towards the middle.
Right. So he's saying that we can't say called Adam Gavar because Anu Mechuyavim Limchas. Is that like our Tysis?
Doesn't really sound like it.
What do you people say?
Only if a non-Sahadi doesn't mean a non-Sahadi. If a non-Sahadi doesn't really mean a non-Sahadi, but if it really means a non-Sahadi, then it can't mean the same thing.
Why not? Why not? You happen to be right.
Because he's saying we don't know. He's saying we don't know. He's saying we have to act because they're holding on to it. It's not that we know, we just have to act.
Right. In other words, our Davis is mashma. The reason why we pass in Yachloiko is because we know that Yachloiko is the right sack. We have a non-Sadi that So when we pass in Yachloiko, we are confident that we are passing incorrectly. So our Davis is pretty much saying that there is a birur, whether it's a halachic, a din, a metzias. There's the reason why here we pass in Yachloiko is because we have a proof that Yachloiko is correct. That's pretty befesh in our tesis, that we, the choshev kilu yikoechav yesho b'vaday achetzi. The Rosh says the reason why we pass in Yachloiko is because we're stuck, because we can't do anything else, because we can't pass in kol dan and gavar, So therefore you gotta do Yachloiko.
Well, hold on, why is that a problem if we don't know that either of them owns anything? So let them fight it out. The same way he says that we're so mech in the middle, we split the part. So
isn't that a valid point? David says, the reason why we passed in Yachloiko is Right? Would you ever say such a thing? If you have a raya that each guy owns half, you're gonna say, you know why I'm passing Yachloiko? Because I can't pass in kol dan anything else because it'll be Geneva. So therefore I pass in Yachloiko, right? So it's pretty clear in the Rush that the Rush is not saying like Tysus. Tysus is saying that there's some kind of non-Sadi that each guy owns half.
Maybe the Rush doesn't get to that point. Maybe they do hold the same. Maybe the Rush does hold that.
What?
Maybe the Rush does hold that. He says we have to get to the Din Yachloiko. It's a step before. You see, the Rush says we have to paskin on the chalukah. We're mechuyev alt bezdin to paskin on the chalukah. How he does it? Maybe it's a non-sadi. But we have to paskin, not yachloiku, din chalukah.
What is a non-sadi? So then the chayra, you paskin yachloiku because there's a non-sadi. Not because you can't paskin kol dan am gavar.
You just think he has to paskin or not. He doesn't say, why does he use the word din chalukah? He doesn't say yachloiku. It's the din chalukah.
I don't know.
What's the raya? What's the raya he's bringing from Maska the Rabbi Abba? Let's examine
I
that.
I don't know that either, because I didn't. But I just we're pointing out all the differences that there's between the. Everybody assumes, everybody, but every norm plain person. I mean, not everyone assumes, because many people are to notice the differences. But every superficial person assumes that Taibis and the Rosh are saying the exact same thing. And then they go back and forth. But the Chayra, there are so many differences. What's another difference between Taibis and the Rosh?
Well, it's this and Naska the Rabbi Abba.
Okay, that's one difference.
Before we get to that, how are we understanding?
So far, we have two differences. We have one difference that the Rosh brings in the Naska of Abba and Taibis didn't. We have a second difference is that Taibis seems to say we have a positive reason why we pass in Yachloiku because we have an ansad that you don't have. While the Rosh says we pass in Yachloiku because we cannot pass in Kol Dan Gavar. It's not a positive, but it's because you have no other Breira. And what are the differences there between Taibis and the Taibis and the Rosh?
That last one, Rabbi, if we go with what Rabbi Meltzer was saying earlier, that maybe Tosfos agrees that you sort of start with a Din Chalukah, and then you end up with and then a Nansari comes in and.
Okay, but the Rosh doesn't bring anywhere that this a Nansari. It doesn't seem to need it. It just says the Rosh just says Hilka. Because we have once we get rid of Kol Dan Gavar, then there's nothing left.
That's the first implied step in Rashi also.
Yeah, but so that
I mean in
that's the step that Tosfos makes, that there's an ansadi that each guy owns half, the Rosh never says. So that he doesn't seem to need it. Because the fact that he says Hilgof Anos Rikam Nitzok Din Chaluka is mashma, that he already so even without mentioning Anan Sadi, Shayon Taf, he solved the problem why we pass in Yachloiko. If they think Hilkuk, therefore, we have to pass in Yachloiko. So there's no need to say this Anan Sadi.
Doesn't he say the Ain Bezdin Mechoyavim Limchois will me Shabbat Likach Tavish and Yodin right? Shall me who the who, right? It says Hilkuk in where it looks like when Din Chaluk is Shem and Nafsid Lechem and Shloka Din. Right, he's worried by called on Gavar, right? Shem and Nafsid Lechem and Shlok Adin. So that means on Yachloiko, he's not worried about that, right?
But the our Taibis didn't even say that. Didn't say anything about that whole speech, right? I'm just pointing out the difference. Our Taibis doesn't say that there's something wrong with called on Gavar. Our Taibis just says that we have an ansad, each guy owns half. He comes up with this, he's talking in the negative. Right. In other words, the question is, you voted for Biden. Did you vote for Biden because you like Biden or because you didn't like Trump? Right. So the Rosh is saying that you can't do Kol Dan Gavar. Therefore, as much as we might not like Yachloiku, but there's no Breira. If you can't do Kol Dan Gavar, therefore you have to pass in Chalukah. There's no other choice.
But he's not worried.
Doesn't say that at all. All right, boy, I want to get to another one. What is another difference between Taibis?
It would also mean that the Rosh is different about Yehemuna, because the difference is only of Yichalut Yichal Emes. We don't need anything more than that. We don't get into the Tisa aspect because just it's not a Chalut Yichal Emes. And our only difference between Kol Dan Gavar is that they're holding on to it, is that the person has to act. So in the case of the Manishmish, he also has to act. But it's not
Chalukah Shkodah Yosemes.
Everything's
Gavaldi. Okay, I except that I didn't read that far in the Rosh yet, so I can't do that. But maybe you're right. but in the part at the beginning, because we read, we didn't get there yet about the Manashlishi. But you might be right. Well, there's another major difference. Is the Rosh spends around 10. Most of the Rosh is discussing Pshat and Kol Dan Gavar. Right now, our Taibis doesn't mention a word about that. Right? Isn't that very strange that the Rosh goes off and he spends like 20 pages, I don't know, 20 lines discussing Kol Dan, what the logic of Kol Dan Gavar. And that's really the Rosh Pashas is against the Rosh Hashiva's Yisayid. Right? The Shiva had a basic Yisayid that he always quoted from Rav David, that if Taivis has two Gemaras, that means that each Gemara independently he understood. So Taivis asked the Stira between Arba and our Gemara. That means that when he learned Baba Basra and he saw Arba, we said, called Dan and Gavar, the Rush, he understood the logic of called Dan and Gavar. He barely understood it. The Rush doesn't ask the Kasha, Stam, duh, what's Shad and Baba Basra? What's the logic of called Dan and Gavar? It must be that the Rush in his Havamina understood called Dan Gavar a certain way. So now the Rush in his answer is obligated to change Shad and called Dan and Gavar to answer this question. The Rush here, in order to answer his question, is giving a new Shad and called Dan Gavar different than what he thought when he learned Baba Basra, right? Which is
how do you know he's changing Pshat?
Because if he wasn't changing, if he's learning the way he always learned, then he wouldn't have to say it. The Rush, when
unless he misread that he maybe thought Karkashka was considered called Dolan Bar, and now he's changing that Karkashka is not called Dolan Bar.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like called Dolan
Bar. It's not a regular tzvi.
In the Tosa.
The Gemara in Arba by says called on Gavar. Now the Rush must have understood that. What's he doing asking Akasha to Baba Bas from Baba Mitzia? He should say, what in the world is this crazy sack of called on Gavar? Terence says he had some logical understanding. So why does the Rush spend so much time? He really make the majority of the Rush here. The majority of it is to explain the logic of Kol Dan Gavar. So what the implication is that the Russian is Havamina thought that Kol Dan Gavar is some kind of logical biridik psak. I don't know. And he wouldn't have the problem that Bezdin are allowing Geneva because it's not Geneva, because it's a kosher yosher form of psak, just like Yachleiku is a kosher yosher form of sack and is not Geneva. So I don't know exactly, but I don't know. Why is Yachleiku not Geneva? It doesn't do allow Yachleiku, that's not called Geneva. So Tavis and his having, the Russian is having understood that called on a Gavar is some kind of sack and is not halachically Geneva. And there's no Svara that Bezdin can't stand by and allow called on Gavar because it's Geneva, because it's not Geneva. So what the Rush does, first he changes Pshat and called on Gavar. And then after he changes called on Gavar, he says that you can't do that in a case of Yad Olsen because Bezdin will not, they have to be Meicha Shoyikto Echon Es Chavero and called on Gavar would be Geneva. And therefore, we're stuck. We have to pass in Yachleiku. But our Taisis, who is working with a completely different system, leaves that completely out. Because our Taisis Pashup Shad is not saying that we're passing Yachleiku because we can't say Kol Dan and Gavar. Therefore, there's no reason whatsoever for our Taisis to discuss what Shad and Kol Dan and Gavar. Right, that would be the pashas. The Rush is learning the answer is that there's some hechrach why you cannot say kol danam gavar. In order to say that, you have to be mechadesh was pshat and kol danam gavar. Our Davis is not starting up with kol danam gavar. Our Davis is saying kol danam gavar is a beautiful psak. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that Yachleiku, we say it here because we know it's right. So there's no reason for a typist to discuss what Shana called Dalam Gavar because he's not attacking called Dalam Gavar. Right? It seems to be a completely different direction. The typist and the Rush seem to be going in completely different direction. When I gave them Aramakam, I'm sorry, I was like everybody else was assuming that Tavis and the Rosh are the same shot. And I thought that we would one would help us with the other. It still might help that this Nasir of Abba, but because maybe in that point they're the same. I don't know. But
what did Rabbi come out and share today? What did Rabbi come out and share today?
I came out and share right now that it looks
like this morning.
Morning, I mean, I'm not doing the same thing yet. We're in different places. So that's where we're holding in different places. What can I do? That's what happens. But what it seems is that Tavis and the Rosh, I saw someone said, this is Alan Meltzer says this idea that, but one of the cheating books quoted it, that it seems that Tavis and the Rosh are completely different, because Tavis doesn't say that you can say Kol Dam Gavar. Tavis seems to say you do say Yachloiku. The Rosh says you can say Kol Dam Gavar. And that makes sense why the Rosh's thrust is he has to explain what Jack called on and govern, because he has to you know, make called on govern into a bad check. Yeah, he has to turn called on govern into a villain so that he can say that over here you can't say it. So first he has to change the called on govern so that he can go ahead and explain why here you can't say it. But our Tavis is not interested in Kol Dam Gavar. He's not starting up a Kol Dam Gavar. Our Tavis is saying we say here Yachleiku because we know Yachleiku is right. Nothing wrong with Kol Dam Gavar. So there's no reason to discuss what Pshat and Kol Dam Gavar.
Right. Can we clarify, Hakira? What's Pshat? I think we had it before. Is Kol Dam Gavar just a siluk?
Siluk.
Besson says, I don't know who it is. That's Tavis. And the Rosh saying, no. It's an assignment of an owner. We need a positive raya to assign an owner. That Hakira.
I like the Hakira, except I would take
the Rosh is saying that it's a siluk. At least the
right. I would say the Rosh is saying Kol Dam Gavar is a siluk, and that's why Bezdin can't stand by and allow Gezo. And I would have thought that Rosh and Havamina thought that it's not a siluk. It's a real psak. And Tosis, and therefore, if it would have said that with Rosh's Havamina, then the Rosh's answer would not have worked out. It's not allowing Gezel because it's a real psak, just like Yachleik is a real psak. That's not Gezel. That's a real psak.
How can you say it's a Sila and say I'm not
allowed to will not allow Gezel.
It's allowing Gezel. And Tosis, who holds like the Rosh's Havamina, that Kol Dam Gavar is a real psak, and he has no need to say that it's only a siddur.
Why can't you say Gezel will not allow a real psak to happen to fight it out?
It sounds like there's a hakira what the word siluk means, because if you're not let him make a siluk, that sounds like siluk is a very strong psak. I mean, I'm not allowed to make a seal. Rosh is saying I can't make a siluk here because they're both holding on to it. Siluk is supposed to mean I'm not getting involved at all.
Right,
so it's like a hakira. What does siluk mean?
You know, excuse me. You have a job. I hire a teacher in the yeshiva, a gym teacher, and there are two kids fighting in the gym and they're killing each other. And you know, you go to the teacher and say, what, how can you let those kids fight each other? I'm not getting involved. You know, excuse me, that's what you're hired for. That's your job. You're a security guard in a school and a terrorist walks in. You can't say, I'm not getting involved. You know, no, I'm out of here. That's what you're hired for, you know? The Bezdin can't say that we're being misogynistic. That's not an option.
Maybe sometimes it is.
Obviously, sometimes it is. But not when we know and when we have some kind of this chashvinele that it belongs to a person, because then we're allowing gezel. So the what the rush is mechadesh it seems is that Kol Dam Gavar is a seed. Normally allowed to see no feeling gezel, but here you can't do seed because there's some kind of gezel. Anyway, I don't know, what it seems to me is that I gave bad marmikimis today, and I just wanted, is that the Rosh is not going to help us. So you have to go back to Tisus, because it looks to me like the Rosh is completely different than Taisis. That's what it really looks like.
The Tosis of Rosh actually asked at the beginning, but Milo Amrinan called Olam Gvar straight up. And then he says basically what he says in the Rosh and the Tosis.
Yeah,
the main that he is having, you know, was that he felt called Omar
let's brainstorm some more. And can I ask someone a favor? The guy quoted a Kobish from Baba Basra. The regrets of the innovations on our base medrash, and they packed away all the svarim. And I don't have a Kobish from Baba Basra. How are
the
guys
if they packed all the svarim?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So they left out the Bava Metzia svarim, but the Kobish Shira was quoted on Baba Basra. Just, can someone send it to me? We you said it's on what daf?
Kuf Nun Gimel King. Kuf Nun Gimel.
Okay, so can someone send it? Yisrael, can you send it? Are you able to do that?
My technology is worse than yours. I mean, not that yours is bad.
Mine is bad.
Rabbi, I can be Rabbi.
Okay, if someone could send, I'd like to see. So there is a Rav Nochem that has a chat on Taisus that looks very nice. So I assume it must be a Birchas Davin. I assume, no? Must be a Birchas Davin here. So we have to look around a little bit. I have one question. Binyamin Simon, where are you?
I'm in Chas. I'm here with Rabbi Schulberger. Second.
What city?
Passaic.
In Passaic. Oh, okay. Hello there. What's who's Chasana? Who's Chasana? Anyone I know?
Chaim Hirsch from Los